By the way, just a reminder, this is Southern Radio Classic of 21st Century Soul Station, but we are today reminiscing big time. We've got CJ Carlos in the studio, Clive Barr's in the studio, and on the other end of the line, a very famous person, Paul Buell. Paul?
Hi, Tony. Nice to hear from you. Thanks for calling us up. Well, I have to say that my early memories going back in time, I used to work at a wine bar down in New Morden called Chemmy's Wine Bar, and I was very influenced in those days, 1979, 1980, by Radio Jackie, and that's when I first heard about the JFM coming on the air, of course, from Brian Anthony. I used to go to Goodness Records in Wimbledon, and the boss of the wine bar was Chris Butler Smith, very kind guy. He used to give me about £100 a week to buy music, so I actually used to spend a fortune in Brian Anthony's shop in Wimbledon, and got to know Brian quite well, but was one of the many, many people that really didn't get on with him. So I didn't manage to get onto JFM. I started a station down in Stretton called Radio Contact, and it came on a Monday night, and we were also joined on the station by our very own Les Adams. That was a great station. Just Monday nights only, and I did a demo tape and gave it to Chris Stewart, and managed to end up getting myself on to Horizon Radio. The first show was the Ghost Shift, 4 till 7 in the morning, and after a few shows, I think I got slotted in 10 till 1 in the morning, mid-morning show, and you were on before me, Tony, I do remember, and I'll always remember when I ever walked into Horizon Radio studio, there was records scattered all over the floor.
That's got to be Tony. Tony Monson, yeah. Morning mayhem is the correct word.
It was morning mayhem, and I used to start at 10, and by 10:30, bless him, Tony was normally asleep on the floor behind me. He was working 24 hours a day. But hey, CJ, I must say, the great days we had, the great days of Horizon, and I think I was the last person to do a full show on Horizon, and the last person to do a full show on part one of Solar Radio. Now, I remember Horizon very well, because the last show, I said, coming up next is CJ Carlos at 1 o'clock. Now, I packed my records up, I jumped in my car, and one or two songs later, there was this big bang at the Horizon Radio studio doors, and in came Eric and the boys, and poor CJ was doing his show, weren't you, CJ?
Yeah, I can't remember. Is that the one where we're in Peckham? Was it
that one in Peckham? Yeah,
now, it's funny. Better than a road. On that particular day, I remember we had cameras in the studio. Yes, and yeah. I was the last record I was playing, I'll never forget this, but I remember Chris Stewart saying to me, if you get busted, you have to throw this piece of equipment out the window. Do you remember that?
Link transmitter, yes.
Do you remember that, Paul? And what happened was, I could see on the camera, I'm playing Linda Clifford, Runaway Love. I'll never forget that. That was the last song that I was playing. Hopefully we'll play that today. We won't get busted. And we were looking at the cameras, and I could see hordes of police, and Junior, if you remember Junior? Yes.
Yeah, Junior King, yeah.
Junior King, whose house we were using for the studio, he'd come up, he'd say in his lovely Caribbean accent, CJ, I think we're in trouble. So, we are going to be in trouble. And I said, okay, look, so I tried to be cool, and I thought, I've got to grab this link and throw it out the window. But the thing was, I picked up the wrong one, and I'm not sure if I did, but anyway, threw it out the window, went off air, and when we did that, they came up the stairs, and this is the actual one where we got the bust. I think I got busted for this one, and they were trying to get my records, and I was holding on to my records, because, as you know, in those days I used to work most evenings. You know what it was like. And do you remember the next door neighbor? The next door neighbor picking up the link. And when all the DTI were looking for this link, proof that we were live on radio, he said, hey,
yeah,
guys, is this yours? Bloody idiot. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that. I went, no, it's yours, isn't it? Because they knew we were having a studio next door, and that was that. But they couldn't prove, actually, that we were broadcasting live. We said that we were actually making songs and all that kind of stuff. Do you remember, Paul?
Yeah, I do.
And we got, I got up in front of Mr. Branson's father, who was the judge in the case, and I got a statement which I'll read out later. But going back to your contribution, I have to say this: there's unequivocally, you were one of the most instrumental people, and the things that you did, I couldn't possibly even think of doing. There was no way I was going to be on a roof. -10 degrees.
Yeah.
Plugging.
Well,
I used to
wear different hats in those days. I started my own station, I used to do some engineering work with a guy called Roger Howe. We used to keep on a station called London Greek Radio, and Roger was also the engineer for JFM. So that's how I kind of got in on that scene, and. Yeah, it was a very, very small community of people, and we did it for the love. We just loved doing it.
I know, it's quite amazing, really, if you think about it, because none of it, I mean, there was no money in it. So, well, it might have been money for you, lucky enough to sort of get gigs and stuff. I never spent on doing the radio. If there was, we never got paid. That's another story.
But that's right, yeah.
Yeah, no,
I have to say, it quite wore me out the beginning of Solar, because I was making the transmitters and the aerials with Roger, and making the adverts, selling the adverts, and doing a show, and I was doing gigs at the same time.
And so, do you remember the gig we used to do at Cammies?
Oh, Cammies. Oh, yeah, that was great. Hey, but CJ, do you remember when we used to work down at Gulliver's on a Wednesday night?
See, now you're...
The great things was the guys from Capital Radio, John Sachs, Mike Allen, they used to come down to see us down at to Gulliver's, and they used to chat with us out the back, and they used to say, listen, guys, we just love your station, Solar Radio. In fact, we've tuned the whole building into Solar Radio. And our boss, Richard Park, whatever his name is, he sent a memo around saying, you guys have got to tune the radios only to Capital 95.8. You can't listen to Solar anymore.
It was funny because the Wednesday nights, and I remember, remember the TV program called Soul with Jonathan Ross. Then was a TV producer, and he used to go around and give out the tickets for the dancers on the with the Jeffrey Daniels show. I can't remember what, do you remember what that was called? I don't know if you remember, but we used to be there on a Wednesday, Gulliver's, and everybody used to walk in and say, oh, by the way, look, Stevie Wonder's just walked in. Oh, right, okay. As you do. Because Gulliver's...
It was an amazing place.
You know, it was amazing, and God rest their souls, Graham Cantor, James Hamilton.
Yeah.
I remember James Hamilton, for those of you that don't know James, he was like 6'100".
Yes.
He was so tall.
And tall.
Huge.
Lovely guy.
Wasn't he? Lovely guy. He used to do the charts. Remember the charts he used
record
to do?
Record mirror charts. Yeah,
that's
record
it.
Mirror.
Tony would know this, record mirror chart. And I remember he used to say to me, and he used to talk like this.
Yeah.
So, CJ, I'd like your chart early, please. I'm going to be in Rocky's restaurant next to Samantha's in New Burlington Street at 4:30 in the morning, and you better be there with your top 10 chart. And this is true. And he'd sit there and eat the biggest hamburger you've ever seen in your life.
I was with him sometimes. Yes, I know.
What a lovely guy. That just brought back memories of the record mirror chart that we used to do as DJs. But more importantly, Graham Cantor, a fantastic DJ at Gulliver's.
My goodness me.
Graham Gold, of course, who's also in your part of town. Or
sort
of,
he's a little bit south of here, yeah.
Yeah.
He was Bang Yang.
Yes, and he was around at that time. And it's just amazing days. And like I said to earlier, I don't think we realise what kind of influence the station had on a lot of people. At that time, we didn't realise.
No, definitely not. Definitely
now we do.
Not, no.
I think once we went 24 hours, it just sort of built and built and built. And we had this meeting, so I used to say, listen, fellas, I said, treat every show like it's your last, because it possibly will be.
You never know.
Felt that. Especially, you know, once we got to, I think it must have been about July in 1985. Actually, we're talking about Solar now, but actually going a bit later, in 85, when the Police Act finally came into being, I think largely because of us and other stations like us, who was either still on the air or coming on the air and stuff like that, and which, because they were allowed to, with Police and DTI Bus Studios for the first time, and Nick Records and stuff like that, and sort of for 2.5 months, we were sort of just peering over our shoulder. Now, this was... of course, this was Horizon Day. We used to sort of peer over our shoulder the whole time, and as soon as was a knock at the door. You know, we said, you know, we used to sort of panic, and everything was fine until that day in October. But of course,
but do you remember also, Paul? I remember coming. You gave me a call one night. You were setting up the studio. We'd been busted. We'd been off air for a few days, I think. And it was just hiss, okay? And you said to me, CJ, do you want to come in and play a few songs? And I remember it was in Dulwich. And I was on my way home. I used to live in Chislehurst in those days, very close to Mr. Clive R here. I said, Paul, I'm on my way home. I just finished a gig. He said, CJ, listen, just play a few tunes. Just come in. We're just setting up the link. I want to test something out. I said, there's nobody listening, Paul. We haven't been on air for 3 or 4 days. Do you remember? In 10 seconds of the first
phone
song,
used to ring, and then it rang and it rang.
Oh,
and
you're back! Completely mad! Completely mad!
It was brilliant, wasn't it? It was fantastic. Yeah. And those are the kind of things, the memories that stick with me.
Yeah.
In that time, is that people were leaving their transmitters or their radios on the frequency of 102.5 or 94 point something and waiting for us to come back on air.
Yeah,
right, just one thing we haven't plugged, because